Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. We have a very special celebrity guest today. But before we get to that, Tri-State Realty Los Angeles is the place to go if you're looking to buy or sell real estate anywhere in the United States. We find you the perfect real estate agent in your hyper-local area. It's absolutely free, and we donate 10% of our proceeds to the Actors Fund. Now, back to our celebrity guest. His name is Eric Roberts. You might have heard of him. There's so much this guy has done. 631 credits on Internet Movie Database. I fell asleep researching him. He has a movie called The Elevator, and we provided a link inside the description area. Go check it out right after this podcast. You know who he is. Why don't we just get him on the phone and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm great, Johnny. How's it going, buddy?
It's amazing. I have never seen anyone that has 631 credits on the Internet Movie Database. That is amazing.
I know nothing about it except it's a number. It doesn't feel like that at all.
A lot of people have on the Internet Movie Database, they have things pending, completed. You literally have over 50 projects currently that's in production, filming, or just gotten completed. That's amazing. Amazing.
Well, you know, it is so much fun to be busy in this business.
Yeah, well, your motto is I turn down nothing, right?
Pretty much, buddy, yeah.
So I used to do a lot of stand-in. I did like Josh Charles, Christopher Lambert, Kevin Bacon, and they said, hey, we have a stand-in gig. This is 25 years ago. They said, we have a stand-in gig for you for Eric Roberts. I'm like, oh my God. I told everybody.
Yeah.
And I called him like, hey, when's my call time? And the lady said, Johnny, you said just skip it. I said, no, I said just book it.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. I was so disappointed.
So it never happened. Wow, that far out. We got to make that happen someday, buddy.
Yeah, if you come to LA, I'm 5'11", 175, 180. I could totally stand in for you.
Cool, dude.
It'd be an honor. Hey, so one of your co-stars in your current movie, The Elevator, Eugenia Kuzminia. I interviewed her and she was the most humble, beautiful, just an amazing interview.
She is a truly great person.
God, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I interviewed had worked with you. I don't know if you recognize any of these names, but Charlotte Larson, Danny Barker, Sarah Booth, Bonet Bartrand.
I recognize all of them.
Yeah. Now, sometimes off camera or off audio, people say, yo, but that guy was a real jerk or whatever. I have never heard anything bad about you.
How nice to hear that. Thanks for passing that on.
Well, hey, I was wondering how you got started in the business. You did The King of the Gypsies, your first film, but was it Another World where you worked on that for like 4 months or was it something else?
It actually was repertory theater in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I started in the theater as a little boy. Started doing a children's plays at first and then did adult plays. Graduated into live TV and then did tape TV. Just learned all the ropes as I grew up. And then I got out in the world. I did theater in New York. And then there was a movie audition for a great big movie. It was being written and also directed by a man named Frank Pearson. If you Google him, you'll see he was a great big star of his own right as a writer-director. He cast me in my first movie, and quite frankly, it's a lot of luck involved. It's about right time and right place. It's just luck, because there are a lot of good actors who are not as lucky as I am.
Wow.
I'm not a bad actor, but there's a lot of good actors who don't work as much as I do, and they should. It's a lot of luck involved. It's a lot of timing. It's a lot of right time, right place, like I said.
Right. I'm sure you won a lot of awards over your career, but when you did Broadway Burn This, was that your first award, that Theater World Award?
It was the first award I had won. I had been nominated for everything in the world, but they never gave me anything up until the Theater World Award. And yeah, that was the biggest honor of my life so far, except for my marriage.
Wow, that's awesome. Because I know it says Oscar nominated, Golden Globe nominated. You're like, wow, it's an honor just to be nominated, but come on, can I win one of these freaking things?
I'm with you, pal.
Wow, I'm going to order a pie from that bake shop you were talking about.
Pie Bake Shop, the best pie in the world. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, I saw that strawberry one. I'm totally going to order that one.
Good for you, man. That's a good one. I've had it.
I was recently on the set of Mr. Mayor, and I was playing a reporter. You know, like Ted Danson, you know, from Cheers, and you look at him, and his hair's all gray. And I was going, wow, and my hair's starting to turn gray. Did you just totally embrace that, or do you dye it for certain films?
No, they're always trying to get me to dye my hair, because they say, you'll look younger, but I don't believe that.
Uh-uh.
I believe Mother Nature, as you harden up, she softens you with lighter color in your hair, being white or gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a balance. I stay with Mother Nature. I don't mess with it.
And you know, they say people with animals are better people. Seems like you have a lot of cats and dogs over the years, and it seems like you're an animal lover.
We have a squirrel sanctuary. We have all kinds of animals. Yeah, we're animal people for sure.
I used to work as a butler/waiter and then security at the Playboy Mansion, and he has like the spider monkeys and he has the flamingos and he has everything there.
That was such a cool zoo there. I loved it there.
When I was doing research on you, which I fell asleep doing, but I was like, oh yeah, he did Star 80. That was Eric Roberts. That's right. That's one of my favorite movies.
Wasn't that a great movie Bob Fosse made for us? God.
And he was kind of like your second father, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was really good to me. He was a great guy.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, he did The Butcher. That's right, The Butcher. I love that movie. That was cool.
I love that movie too, man. You know, that was written and also directed by a Jesse Johnson. You know, he's a very famous stunt guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was great. So this film, The Elevator, where you play, seemed like a nice family guy. And I was wondering, do you like playing those types of roles or do you like playing like the villain better?
I like playing bad guys because they have more color.
Right.
But what I like playing are just fish out of water. People who would be you and me, just very normal people up until they get in a weird circumstance. And then they become whatever they become, which is sometimes fun to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that a couple of the characters on there was named Avery. I was wondering on the set if they had scenes together where they going, Avery 1, Avery 2.
That's funny.
And I always go, that's a fun fact, because on Grey's Anatomy, you had a character where you played Robert Avery.
That's right. That's right.
And I didn't realize you were in so many shows that I had watched, like CSI, you were on Burn Notice, and that's kind of cool.
I love doing those shows. It's really fun.
And even music videos. Didn't you do a couple of Mariah Carey videos?
Well, what happened was about, I don't know, 10 years ago now, I guess, the Killers called, and I turned them down because I don't do videos. And then all my kids call me, Keaton and Morgan and Emma, they all call me, and they said, we heard you turn in that video. I said, yeah. He said, you can't do that, Dad. You got to do that video. That's the Killers. That's the Killers, man. You got to do it. I said, okay, let me call them back. So I called them back. I said, all my kids tell me I'm really stupid. Can I still be in your video? And they said, sure you can. So that's what started it all, was that, was the Killers video, Mr. Brightside. It was a big hit video. And so then every video I did went number one. I did about 8 or 10 of them, and they all went number one.
That's really cool. It's almost like Entourage. I keep mentioning your name. You're like, hey, if you're going to mention me, you got to put me on the show.
That's exactly what happened.
Selling mushrooms. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Looking at your credits and the movie you did in Cold Blood with Anthony Edwards, you have a soundtrack credit. What did you do on that?
I sing a song in that as the character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So back to The Elevator. I noticed one of the still shots. What year does that take place? Because I noticed there was a fax machine in one of those pictures.
Oh, I don't know. That's probably a mistake. I have no idea.
But then again, when I watched the trailer, I looked at it a little closer. Maybe it's not a fax machine. Maybe it was just a different digital printer. On movie posters, like a long time ago, they asked me to do Ed Wood for Johnny Depp. But when I got there, they said, first thing, you're going to have to shave your legs. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm not going to do that.
How weird is that?
Yeah, I know. So is that you in The Elevator? Because it just shows you from behind.
I think it probably was me.
But the movie The Elevator is already completed, right? And it's already ready to go out there?
It's all done. Yeah, we're all finished with it.
Not to give it away, you play the dad character and there's a birthday party going on and then somehow you turn up missing and then that's where the ups and downs of The Elevator happens, right?
There we go. There we go. You're paying attention.
Well, I like your character name, Roman.
Yeah, me too.
I like that one. Best of the best. You know, the first one, the second one. I don't know what happened with the other ones, but you were amazing. I love that.
You're funny, dude. That's funny. Yeah.
Well, I got kind of cheesy, you know?
Yeah, I know. They're crummy. Yeah.
Because going through it, I go, oh my God, that's right. He was in that too. I mean, I literally fell asleep researching. I couldn't do it anymore. It's like the internet is endless with you. I've never saw so much on just one person.
Well, you know, I made a lot of movies that aren't great, but I've just made a lot of movies that are fun. It's just a great industry.
And it says that you executive produced on like 3 other movies. What does an executive producer do? Does he just put the money up and then he kicks back and hope you make your money back? Or do you have to do some actual producing as well?
No, we produce. You know, we're in on the casting, we're in on the producing, we're in on the show itself. We make decisions, we have final say on stuff. Yeah.
Right. I like what I read about when you're on The Specialist, where Stallone comes into your trailer and he writes a scene, and then the next day, it's like you're stabbing him in the eye with a knife.
Yeah, it was a really good scene, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love that scene.
Then, I used to manage this apartment building in Beverly Hills, and Roger Corman wanted the film there. When we checked all his references, they said, hey, he's just going to come destroy your building, and he's not going to pay for anything. I was like, what?
That's funny.
And then I noticed you did one where, like, like your whole families and friends got a free vacation.
Yeah, that was one for Roger Corman, right?
Yeah. Dark Knight, one of my favorite movies.
What a great movie visually, huh?
I mean, Gary Oldman, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
With that, I mean, there's like, has there anyone that you haven't worked with? The Institute, James Franco, Pam Anderson. I mean, it just goes on and on. Every actor in Hollywood you've worked with, right?
Yeah, I'm really lucky, man. And, you know, they're all really good guys. Yeah.
Is there anybody that you haven't worked with that maybe you want to work with?
There's a lot of the young stars I haven't worked with, I'd like to work with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, do you do other stuff besides acting, or is that just it?
I'm, like, pretty much just an actor, but, you know, the family does everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. They're like, Eric, do another movie. We need more money.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Because, you know, it's like charity starts at home. You know, if you can't get past your family, it's, like, hard to even, like, donate to something else because your family's right there and need another $10,000.
You're not wrong.
The producer on The Elevator, Modi, he gives the gift of sight and he helps people with glaucoma. That's pretty cool. I dig that.
He's a really extraordinary guy.
Mm-hmm. I bet that movie, The Elevator, is going to be really big in India.
Yeah, we'll see.
When you were a kid, when you got in trouble, did your parents say, Eric Anthony Roberts?
Yeah, that was a big deal. If the Anthony was used, I was in trouble.
Me too. Yeah. Johnny Keith. I was like, uh-oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
Kind of weird how, like, you did a movie called The Pandemic and you were the mayor of L.A.
And it's just like what's happened. It's so ahead of its time. You know, when we made that movie, it was like kind of cheesy, but then it was exactly what happened. Exactly.
Wow. I'm going to have to go watch that now.
Oh, no, you have to watch it. It'll blow your mind. It's exactly all the COVID stuff. Check it out.
Trying to see how much more I could talk about The Elevators. Is there anything else you want to say about that movie?
Well, The Elevators is just really cool because everybody's had that thought, what if this elevator crashes? What if I get stuck in it? Everybody's had that thought before. So this is a movie about what's going to happen when you get stuck in an elevator. It's so cool.
Oh, so there's an actual elevator?
It is not a metaphor. It's a real deal.
Oh, okay.
It's a really cool movie. You're going
to
love it.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to come out. I'm definitely going to watch that one.
I don't recommend all my movies, but this one I do recommend. It's really cool.
Well, to get through 631 of them, I mean, you spend your whole life just watching Eric Roberts.
Good for you.
That was great. And then I was like reading, because, you know, sometimes I don't get into people's personal, like, whatever. But I didn't know Emma Roberts. I didn't know she was your daughter.
Yeah, that's my kid.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That was interesting.
That's my gorgeous little girl.
Gosh, she's a great actress, too.
Thank you, buddy. I think so, too.
Before our time expires here on the planet, have you done it all, or is there anything else that you would want to do?
I haven't even started. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, you're a grandfather now, so that's one thing, right?
Yeah, I'm a grandfather twice over.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't had that yet. You just started. So you're going to do, obviously, more producing and acting as well.
I'm going to do more everything up till they say, wait, stop. You've done too much. You have to quit.
Or
other than that, no, I'm going to keep on going.
Or you could just die, like, in the middle of the scene or something like that.
There we go. I will die on set and drop dead. There we go. There he went with his boots on. Who knew?
It seems like everything that I written down that I didn't even think I would get to, I've gotten to.
Well, good for us, man. We do good work together.
This is going to be an easy edit. It's going to be boom, 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 boom.
Good for us, man. I'm proud of us.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing my show, Eric. I know you're busy. Having you on my podcast is, and it's like a dream come true for me.
Anytime you want me on your podcast, you call my wife. We'll set it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're ever in LA, I would love to stand in for you. I'll be there every day on time. They used to call me Second Team Johnny.
Okay, Second Team Johnny. We'll set it up. Just talk to the wife.
All right, Eric. Hey, thanks so much for being on my show. I really, really appreciate it.
Have a great day, Johnny.
All right, you too. Probably going to come out next Friday.
I can't wait to hear it, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Eric. Well, Eric said I was funny 3 times and I was his buddy 5 times, so I guess I'm his funny buddy. I'll take it. So the movie is called The Elevator. Go to the description area and click on the link and you'll be able to see the trailer. Check it out right now. That was awesome. Maybe when one of his other 50 projects come out, we can have him back. There's so much more I would love to ask him, but I was a little nervous. I don't want to take up a lot of his time, but you heard him. Call the wife. Season 6 is off to an amazing start. We have so many more amazing artists. We have Felix Jones, the magician mentalist. We have Mike Moreno from the Actor CEO podcast. We still have 2 holdovers from season 5 to season of The Woman. We're going to get those on and much, much more. So let's all help try to raise money for actors by contributing to the Actors Fund. What you can do is go to Tri-State Realty Los Angeles and see what it is that we do. We have a free service that finds you a real estate agent in all 50 states, and you're hyper local area, and we donate 10% of the proceeds to the Actors Fund. Check it out right now. TriStateRealtyLosAngeles.com. Once again, we'd like to thank Eric Roberts for being a guest on our show for season 6. Thank you so much. Check out The Elevator, Actors2020Podcast.com. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.